My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
You know who's winning this whole thing? You know who's winning this battle? Elon Musk. That's who's winning this battle. We basically we're treating social media right now the same way we do during NFL free agency. Refresh, refresh, refresh. What did this guy say? What did that guy say? Does he have a blue check? Are they covering the Steelers? Do they have giveaways? What do we got here? And I'm not convinced at all that anything is about to happen with Brandon Ayuk. And you and I, you know, listen, there's some subtle differences with the way we're looking at this, but there's a ton of overlap. I sit here and listen to a lot of what you've had to say about the Ayuk situation, and I nod my head. I agree. I'm more in a hypothetical space of just saying, hey, 49ers, don't do this. I wouldn't do this if I were you. Now, they're having experiences that I'm not having. I'm not bothered if Brandon Ayuk goes out there and bro hugs Kyle Shanahan in the middle of the field. Maybe he is.
Oh, it seems like he is
right.
Bothered by
so
that.
So I fully understand and trust, just same way Nick Bosa said, I trust Kyle and John to make the best decision in the best moment. It's clearly a miscalculation that this is happening in August, so that's already mistake number one. And knowing what I know, which is not all of it by any stretch, but knowing what we've been told, if I were the 49ers, there's no conversation to even have here.
Yeah, they should have taken that tack about 2 months ago,
yeah.
But they didn't, and they allowed him to explore a trade, and when he makes his trade request, that was the line of demarcation where I would have said, no, we're not interested in trading you. You know, we shopped you before the draft, and now we're not going to trade you, so we fully expect you to come to camp, be a part of this team, and wear number 11, and be our starting X receiver. End of conversation. And if you want to get back to the table and work on this extension, we would love that. We're pretty far apart. Maybe we can negotiate and find a spot that works for both of us. But unequivocally, we are not going to be trading you. But they didn't do that. And so they opened Pandora's box. And here we are on August 7th. And now we continue to bat around. Is it Pittsburgh at the one-yard line?
Yeah.
Did New England have a deal in place? Where is Cleveland in all this? They made their own bed. And I don't think that now you can shut Pandora's box.
Well, it's interesting that you said that they should have done this months ago. My perception is that they did. And that this was the plan. And now they're backing off of the plan because they're getting more annoyed than they thought they'd get. And Brandon is behaving in a way that they didn't think he would behave. Like, he's not reacting the way they thought he would react once we got a week or two into the month of August. In other words, we're going to see if we can trade you before the draft. We didn't like the deal. Okay, we're keeping you. We're not trading you. And I do think that was their hard stance. Every single person close to the team said it. There's no way they're trading him. That was their stance. Somewhere along the line, it changed. I don't know why. Whatever Brandon's hold in is, it has gotten under the skin of those in charge with the 49ers. And that surprises me. I would stick with what was the original plan. We are not trading you. And if you choose to sit out games, or if you choose to show up and get benched or fake an injury, or what I actually think he would do, he'd go play like Brandon Ayuk can play.
Right.
Because that'd be the best thing for him. I don't know why that's not still the stance of the 49ers. You don't have to do anything here. And that's what I would do.
Unless he is causing such havoc in the building, or he's causing such consternation that it's an untenable situation to even have him around. And I don't know about the CBA and the players union, like what you can and can't do. I'm pretty sure you can't just fine him for conduct unbecoming for just showing up to practice and not practicing.
I wouldn't think so, but I think you can probably send someone home. I feel like that's happened in pro sports before.
Yeah, I wonder if you can just flat out say you can't come to the facility.
It'd be weird if Brandon was like, no, I'm
well, maybe he wants to come and work out and, you know, be able to feel like he can train and be sharp for when he's ready to stop his hold in.
Probably work out, but don't come out on the field.
I'm sure that there's language in the contract that on what's allowed and what's not allowed, but it's clear to me that whatever's going on is both unexpected from the 49ers standpoint and so uncomfortable that they now feel like they can entertain these conversations in August.
Yeah. This does not feel like it has been well played at all.
No.
And I have not. So that's sort of where I arrived yesterday with the, and I'll use air quotes, news, because we don't, like, I don't know if some of this we're ever going to know. What was done behind the scenes, who said what was offered where. But the reports are very, very clear that the 49ers and Patriots agreed to a deal. The Patriots hit Brandon Ayuk's asking price, and Brandon said no. And for me, that's when Brandon lost me. The Niners have been the ones who have misplayed this because it's still happening in August. But if Brandon was given what he asked for and said no, I don't understand why the 49ers would go, okay, we'll move to the next team. What?
Because they want him out.
But you're letting Brandon control you when you don't need to.
Well, they've already done that. When they allowed him to go out and seek a trade partner, that's when you gave up some of your control, because you have him in a fifth-year option. All you would have had to do is say, you know, if we can't get this extension done, we're going to expect you to play in your fifth-year option. That's our stance, and we're sticking to it. But they didn't stick to it. And he started the hold in, and for whatever reason, he got under somebody's skin. Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, maybe other players. Who knows whose skin he's gotten under, but it's gotten to the point where they felt like they had to allow him to entertain these talks.
Yeah, although when you say, like, you know, once they allowed him to negotiate with other teams, to me that's fine, because it's all under the very clear idea that if you get a list of teams that will all meet your demands, they then need to meet ours before there's any deal. So, like, in other words, how did the Patriots and Browns even come to be? I would imagine is because of Brandon's agent. Brandon's agent went out and shopped for people who will hit Brandon's price and potentially be willing to talk to the 49ers about a trade package. I don't think the Niners went and found the Patriots. I would imagine Ryan Williams went and found the Patriots.
Well,
and then
I wonder why he would have said no to the Patriots.
If Brandon had
a list of teams that he would go to and they matched his price, then
I don't know
he would go to that team.
I don't know if he had a list that he would go to. We simply get, like, the agent's job is go find who will hit this price. And then let's see. And then it's presented to Brandon. And then he says no? TJ Houshmandzadeh comes on with us all the time whenever there's Brandon stuff going on. We've chosen not to bother him this week because, God's sakes, we could have him on every day. He's Brandon's personal coach and talks to him all the time. And this is the one that got me. This was all the way back in April, Dibs. All the way back in April. We asked him, what does he want? Listen to this.
I mean, I talked to BA. He don't want to leave San Francisco. He just wants to get paid. Just very simple. He just wants to be rewarded for the work that he's put in.
Not true. You don't just want to get paid. Because the New England Patriots offered you exactly what you asked for. And then you said no. And for some reason, according to reports, the 49ers are allowing Brandon Ayuk to be a free agent when he's not. And I'm confused. I don't get it. But again, I grant I'm not involved in the emotions of it. I don't know what Brandon's doing there at practice that's making everybody so upset.
Man, do we know that $29 million is his price? Maybe he wants 30. So if New England offered a reported 29, according to Josina, right?
North of 28 and a half, and there's a separate report, Mayoko said 30.
They offered him 30.
Everybody has said they met the asking price. New England met the number.
And I wonder where he would have gotten that report. Like, does that come from New England?
Who knows where reporters get their reports?
Well, you can usually smell it out.
Yeah.
Like, you get a strong sense from some reporters that they're getting that from the 49ers brass, and then you get the sense that you're getting it from the Brandon Ayuk side.
Agents.
It's
agents are the chatty Cathys, usually.
Most of the time.
Chattiest.
Yes, but I think the team... When a team is going to portray a player as being an adult and, you know, really ripping it up at camp, you're going to get that from the team, the front office, and that's going to, you know, portray one player as maybe more ready to work than another player. That's probably not going to come from the agent.
I mean, this is all still fluid, right? So, I mean, I think this is the sandbox in which we play today. 888-957-9570. No matter what it sounds like, the bottom line is the Niners have the final call on anything. So what would you do? You're the Niners. What would you do?
Yeah, I wonder about fans, and we had a poll on YouTube earlier about, do you want Brandon Ayuk back? Considering all the things that have gone on with these reports and him holding in and him not really feeling like he's that sold out to be a part of your team, have fans started to turn against Brandon Ayuk, I wonder?
So, good question. We put that actually up on YouTube hours ago as a station. And 1,200 votes in, 64% say yes.
They still want him.
And put me in that camp.
Interesting, because I voted in that same camp. I jumped on the YouTube probably about 10:15.
Oh.
And there was about 500 votes in.
Look at you, you
and it
P1.
Was about, we had Coco Melon on, and I had already finished up with bagel time, so I had a few minutes.
You actually had bagel time?
Yeah. When
bagel time?
I say, are you ready to eat? Bagel time! Bagel time! And
You know, that doesn't change for 15 years.
No, she's into it.
Teenagers come out, it's the same damn thing they say every day. Dad, do we have bagels?
Totally.
Now I'm going to call it bagel time.
It was bagel time.
Anyway,
so
ahead.
I jumped on the YouTube, and it was about 75% of the fans, and this is about 500 votes in, but it was 75-25 in favor of keeping him. So it has gone down a little bit over the course of the day, which doesn't really surprise me considering the details and the reports that are starting to leak out.
Well, I mean, I look at it this way, I think, especially in football, but probably all sports. Football, it seems like this is where it happens the most. You know, the whole holdout thing and the non-guaranteed contracts. Like, this is where we get this idea the most.
NBA players just force themselves out of cities.
Right. No, NBA players just go, send me to Miami. It's the same, or LA. It's the same sentence, no matter what. If you're not happy, send me there. You might get there. You might not. You might end up in Milwaukee. Anyway, point being, in the NFL, especially as fans, we kiss and make up real fast. Real fast. You're mad at Bosa? Boom, he signs. We're not mad at Bosa anymore. You're mad at Debo? Debo scrubbed the IG? Boom, we're not mad at if Brandon Ayuk signed an extension at 3 o'clock, there's a fiesta in the making as we speak.
Yeah, boom. But he's not signing an extension.
Of course he's not. But my point is, I don't think there are that many fans out there. 64% is, first of all, already the majority, but I think it would go way up in terms of like his Q rating, his favorability would go way up the second that this all went away. Like, there's a lot of negative emotion, understandably,
right,
around Brandon right now, but most 49er fans, They want things to go exactly as they were going. So get everybody back out on the field and let's be good.
Yeah, maybe not how they've been going lately the rest of it.
I mean starting last year. Like, everybody wants the same people back. Let's play football. Right. We think we got a shot
to
win.
This is a long way removed from last year, and a lot has happened. And you mentioned the Bosa and the Debo, and those were handled completely in different ways. And, you know, Debo got done, I think it was August 1st, might have been July 31st. That was done and dusted, and he was able to come into camp. And even though he was a little bit out of shape and he had a little bit of a slower start to his year, he at least was in and sold out to be a part of what's going on. And with Brandon Ayuk, not only is he not in camp other than his body is there and his presence is there, but doesn't feel like he's sold out to be a 49er, and like there's going to be resolution to this anytime soon. The soonest resolution to me would be he gets traded. And if he doesn't get traded, and if this thing continues to drag out, he's going to keep holding in. I don't think he's suddenly going to say, well, none of those trades worked out, I'm getting ready, I'm coming to camp. I think that part of it would drag on and on and on until he absolutely has to show up, which is week one.
That has been his, I guess, behind-the-scenes statement, apparently. I think he has told teams, namely the 49ers at this point, but I mean, he's not practicing until there's a new deal. I believe that has been said by Ryan Williams to the 49ers. He will not practice until there's a new deal, which means that...
he's not practicing.
Right, well, and he, in theory, would show up available for week one, and Kyle Shanahan would probably deactivate him, and the 49ers would pay $14.1 million for someone to probably not play very much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Although, that's still, if we're going to get this deep, if we're all going to get this mad at each other, Niners and Ayuk, that's the card I would play. Because Brandon, I very firmly believe there's a date that really messes with his money now, too. There's a date where he puts himself in a horrible spot. And the only reason I feel like the 49ers are potentially not playing this card is because they know how much pressure is on this year. And they do not want to play games on the side while they've got an actual game on the field. But if you played this out and went, Brandon, let's go. You don't practice, you don't play. And he says, and I get my 14.1.
Okay.
Great. And then we get to the end of the year, and what happens? How does the league view Brandon Ayuk, who for 14.1 and turned
17 games, maybe 20 games,
and turned down the money that he was asking for because that team didn't have a QB and the weather's cold? How's the league viewing him then? You're a free
probably
agent.
Probably not as promising.
Probably not. He'd be lucky to get $20 million.
And at the same time, the Niners aren't going to then franchise tag a guy who just spent a year grousing and not playing.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
That sounds like a bad investment.
And it sounds to me like Brandon would be stepping on his own feet. So they don't want to play that game, but they could. That card is in the deck. So what would you do? 888-957-9570. And yeah, we're following social media. Feels like something could break at any minute, so I'd stay right where you are. We're sponsored by Express Employment Professionals. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Come on!
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, Dibby Wibby, here we go.
Let's go. It's a big day.
It doesn't feel like a normal Wednesday where we're just like people nickname it Hump Day or whatever. I'm like, it's Tuesday. Today is a big day.
It could be the day.
It could be. But I doubt it.
It could just be the hump over the hump. Is Pittsburgh getting over the hump and getting BA, or are the Niners going to somehow pull him back into the fray?
Well, let's take some calls, but I'll say this. Maybe the 49ers have messed this whole summer up, messed this situation up. You could argue that, but I will say this. I don't think they're going to double down on dumb. So being in a hurry, if you're the 49ers, is something that I don't think that they will do. I don't think that they're, you know what I mean? Like, we act like everything's just hunky-dory for Brandon if we get this deal done. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Totally.
Do you know the new system? I'm sorry, have you met the new quarterback? Tick-tock, tick-tock. You got a game in 4.5 weeks. Are you ready for it? Do you even know what jersey, what number you wear?
What city that
Where
you train in?
Where do you
in?
Live?
Yeah.
Like, do you, tick-tock.
Well, especially if they're not getting any players back. If the reports are true that Pittsburgh's package... Pause.
That was a good pause.
Thank you. If Pittsburgh's only sending picks back, then
pause,
if you're the Niners,
pause.
You could wait until the end of August. If you're only getting picks back and you're not getting a player...
Well, I don't think they'll do that either.
I'm
That's
just
why
saying.
Maybe there's a third team that gets involved.
If that is the theoretical amount of stuff that's coming back, then you're in no rush if you're the Niners.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Okay, 888-957-9570. Your move, Niners. What would you do? I would call Brandon's agent and simply say three words. We're done here. And that's it. And now the ball's in Ayuk's court. But we're not talking to Pittsburgh and Washington. We're just talking about your hotel room. You want to be there or you want to be here? Those are your two options. What would you do? Malcolm in Santa Clara. Hey, Malcolm, thank you for calling. What's up?
Oh, I'm so happy to call you guys. Number one, you have a great show.
Thank you.
Number two, I just came back from the training camp. And no Ayuk, no. I'm 73 years old. I've been going to the games for 42 years, and I've only missed 8 games. And
look at you.
Yes, I'm very excited about the season. Coming up, I'm disappointed. There was rumors. I know Mike Mayocco, and I asked him, and he couldn't give me any results. He couldn't give me any definitive what's going on.
That's sneaky, Mayocco. He wouldn't spill the beans to you, Malcolm.
No, and not only that. Brent Jones spoke to the. It was an event for ALS.
Oh,
for Yes, for Dwight Clark. And John Lynch spoke to the audience, and so did the owner.
Jed York.
Yeah,
it's great, Malcolm.
So you were out there as a fan or like an invited guest today?
Yes. No. As a fan, I was not in the VIP, but my representative met me and took me over to the which I belong. And all these years, you know, we go to the games and they don't give us anything on the way in. They don't give anything away during the heat season.
Yep.
So it's very sad what's going on. And the money has, I don't know where the money is going, but I missed Candlestick. I was 10 minutes away. I could drive. We park in the tunnel.
Yeah, it's a haul. It's a haul now. If you don't live in the South Bay, it's a haul.
Yeah, boy.
I know. And my wife, she's sitting here. She complains every time it's 37.6. But we go to the tailgate in Blue Lot 1, and we have a ball. In fact, last year, believe it or not, I was in a rap video. Not really, but...
Man, Malcolm, you're dropping a lot of different things here, man. This is you're pretty impressive. What do you think though about the whole Aiyuk deal?
I think it's terrible. In fact, last year I just happened to be on the sidelines, and he came over and I had a little mini helmet. He says, "I'm sorry, I don't sign helmets," and I go, "Really? You know?" So that's the story on these buggers.
Answer why? Why doesn't he sign mini helmets?
I don't know. I think they have some kind of a deal.
Oh, yeah,
like
maybe.
They don't do helmets, or they've got contracts and things like that. But I remember the good old days in Candlestick when it was real football.
Malcolm, thank you so much. I mean, my God, you sound like you've had quite a day.
Yeah.
He met everybody. He's been on the sideline. He grilled Matt Maiocco.
Or Mike. One of them.
Maybe that's why he didn't get the answer. He went to Mike Maiocco, and Mike's like, "I don't work here."
That's probably a two. But
close.
Today is Dwight Clark Day.
It's Dwight Clark Day. It's 8-7.
8-7,
yeah.
So there you go. And that's what he was referring to, being out there today with many fans who have been afflicted by ALS. So pretty neat scene, special day out there at Niners camp. But unfortunately, that doesn't grab the headlines, Mark.
Not quite. Nope. Not quite. Quentin in Louisville is up next. Hi, Quentin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I just want to let you know, I listen to you guys and other Bay Area channels through YouTube and iHeartRadio and all that stuff. And I've been a diehard Niner fan for more than half my life. Here's my whole take on the Aiyuk situation. I think they should have seen this coming based off of how his behavior was, you know, like literally after the game, after the Super Bowl. I mean, the cryptic tweets, remember how you got here, and then the family members chiming in and stuff. And by the time we get to locker cleanout day, I mean, he's standing there bawling. The reporters are having to ask him about, you know, hey, do you feel like this is your last game here? And he was choked up and stuff. He was emotional, but it's like he really didn't give a good answer. And it's like, you know, why is this even about, you know, you being here in the future? We just lost another Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And I just think they should have foreseen this. I mean, I think at some point they should have maybe called a meeting with Brandon and his agent and been like, look, do you want to be here? If you don't want to be here, then, you know, hey. You know, before the draft, where they could have, you know, got ahead of this stuff, you know, but it kind of makes me wonder, did Shanahan, you know, have a feeling that this was going to happen? I mean, I didn't see them drafting a wide receiver. I mean, I think all the talk was, you know, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, you know, they were naming other players that they were projected to take, but, you know, they ended up taking Pearsall. So it's like, did they do that as like a backup plan? I mean, you know.
Quentin, I'll answer that. I don't think they did that as a backup plan. I don't think you use first-round picks as a backup plan. I think that was plan A. So, you know, to me, and thank you, Quentin, so much for listening and for calling.
Yeah.
You use your first-round pick on what you're planning to do next. And so the second Ricky Pearsall's name gets announced, I think that was immediately the last clue, not the first clue. The first clue was all the buzz leading up to the draft, but that was the last clue. The Brandon Aiyuk and Deebo Samuel were not going to be together again on the 49ers after this year.
No doubt.
I didn't think it would happen this quickly.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
But Quentin makes a good point about the early signs, like right after the Super Bowl, where he's already clamoring for the deal, and then the cryptic stuff, and you mentioned the visit to Levi's, let me in, and all the other things that have gone on. And, you know, it just makes you wonder if he got a reported 29 or 30 million from the Patriots and he still said no, maybe he has an outsized sense of self that isn't matching up with how the Niners are perceiving him.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I the only one that matters on this when all of us talk about it and we don't know the man is trying to assess the way the Niners feel about it. And I can only guess this because I caught that too. Like what he's talking about there, I think is a really good point. When the Niners lose the Super Bowl, everybody in that organization is crushed. Like, you're emotionally crushed. So I have no problem with Brandon Ayuk being in his locker and being crushed. However, when the next day, 24 hours later, you and your girlfriend use that as an opportunity to immediately go on social media and start the process of pinning the team publicly, again, if you do that, in April,
sure,
if you
even
do
March,
that in
yeah.
May,
I
June,
get it. Yep.
Okay, 24 hours after everyone's cleaning out their locker, a sullen space, and you're in your car, I would guess, I don't know, I would guess that the front office did not like that.
Well, how would you receive that?
I would be furious.
Right.
I'd be like, can you give us a minute?
Your kid's got a birthday in July, and you unload an unbelievable gift, and 2 days later, what are you getting me for Christmas? It's like, I just dropped $700 on you.
Bro.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I got kids.
Yeah.
And that happens once in my family.
You know what? You can spin this right back around on the players, and this is in all pro sports. There's what is called, the media knows this, there's a cooling off period.
Yep.
Like, we don't get to wait at lockers as they come into the locker room. Why? Because they need to cool off. They might have just lost a heartbreaker in overtime. You need 10 or 15 minutes at minimum. I don't know, go take a shower, get in the cold tub. I don't know. Just splash some water on your face. Do something. Calm down, relax, and then you can handle annoying people like us with microphones. Oh, what happened out there?
We drop third and five in the fourth down. Like, what happened now? I'm not playing. You fumbled at the goal line.
What happened?
Walk us through it. You know? It's like,
dude. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So but he didn't give the Niners that. There's no cooling off period. You
good
lost
point.
The Super Bowl, and I'm on social media 24 hours later being, where's mine? Hey, probably didn't land well.
And,
it is my guess.
And this is from a player who's had a little bit of an on-again, off-again relationship with Kyle Shanahan. You know, the famous talk about a doghouse. And it seems like they haven't always seen eye to eye on various things
Correct.
Throughout his career.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Geronimo in the city, next up on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Geronimo, what's up?
How you doing, guys? I'm a big fan. I think it's my second time calling. I'm from San Francisco, but I have a small coffee shop in a winery in Rodeo, California.
Oh, hey. Now you're really starting to speak some words.
I will definitely have to get you guys out there one time. But
I
want to tap in just a little bit about what the 49ers should do. And I would say four words to them. See you week one. You know, he has made a steady improvement every year. And quite honestly, that was the expectation of the 49ers. He hasn't outperformed his contract. They expected him to gradually get better each year to become that wide receiver that we really haven't had in a long time since T.O. left, that kind of star wide receiver. But we also have a lot of other star components that make our operations work. You know, football and sports is kind of like the military. I used to be in the Navy for, you know, numerous years. And, you know, yes, you're not under control, but at the same time, what is like the military is you're part of a team. You're part of one goal. You're part of one movement. And when the cogs don't fit all the time, that's a problem. It seems as if Brandon's IU's issue with Kyle and maybe the team has mostly been about his professionalism over his tenure in the 49ers, that maybe that's what's really showing now, and that's the part that the fans didn't get to know. So I would make him play it out. I mean, he really, if he wants to show and prove it, this is the year to do it. If he would have won the Super Bowl, we would have paid him. So now it's time to just show and prove. So I say, you know, man, play your year out. Hopefully you have a great year, and we'll be glad to pay you whatever you want to pay, whatever you want us to pay you. But just play this year out.
Yeah, and Geronimo, like, to me, the only reason I've arrived at that same opinion as well is not just because the 49ers can do that. Like, yeah, I get it. He wants an extension, and he's eligible for one, and football is dangerous and brutal. And so should he step on the field again without an extension? If his answer's no, I support that. Where Brandon loses me is when you say to the Niners, if you won't pay me, you need to find someone who will, and then the Niners do, and you say, no, I don't want to go there. Brandon seems to believe that he can leverage this situation into free agency, and he can't unless the Niners choose to let him.
Well, they have so far.
Not really.
Well, this to is the just, extent that this
Twitter,
is a thing.
But it's just Twitter.
But it's actually happening.
We don't know that.
Do you believe that teams are in communication with the Niners about acquiring Brandon Ayuk?
I have no problem with that. I have a problem with
then
it
that's
only,
happening.
But I have a problem if it's only the Steelers because he doesn't want to go to any of the other places.
Well, there's a problem with all of it. The fact that this is even happening in August when you should be focused on this year's team, that's the problem.
Sure.
And they didn't have to allow it to get to this point, but they did. So I don't agree with Geronimo that you can just suddenly now stop the process and say, see you week one. You could do that.
Why not?
But he's not going to show up on week one, or he is going to show up, but he's either not going to play or he's going to continue to make this a problem. You've gotten to this point because this is clearly a problem behind the scenes. You wouldn't be talking to any other team unless this had become a problem behind closed doors.
Understood. But what I still maintain is that the clock is much more on the 49ers' side than Brandon's. If you do play this out, it's a net negative for everyone. It already is. Hell, this is just a bad situation for everybody. But if this gets to week one and everybody's still mad at each other, Brandon doesn't want to play, who suffers more? The 49ers, who have to play without Brandon Ayuk, or Brandon, who has cratered his future? I would argue there's a lot more to lose for Brandon than there is for the 49ers. The 49ers are essentially already saying, potentially, we're ready to sign up for life without Brandon Ayuk. But if Brandon doesn't have football, if Brandon doesn't go play and play well this year, he has destroyed $100 million.
Maybe temporarily. It probably doesn't come. He probably doesn't get $30 million a year at the end of a year that he doesn't necessarily play. Or, you know, maybe he plays a little bit. Who knows how he goes about it. But I would imagine that if he doesn't get traded and he says, I won't practice till I get my 14.1, he's going to continue to show up. And then the team will have to decide what they do with him. And if you don't practice during the week, you're not going to play.
Yeah,
so now the team's not going to play him, and so now you've got a $14 million receiver, your best receiver, arguably, who is just not going to play, and you've got an injured first-round draft pick in Ricky Pearsall, a guy who has been unable to string together practices, and then what else do you have out there on your receiver core?
Yeah.
You got a lot of question marks.
Of course.
His value would crater, it would plummet, but your season for the 49ers would also crater.
I don't agree with that.
Barring you get some crazy contribution from an unknown wide receiver.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, right now, they're already signing up. If you believe the reports, they're already signing up for life without Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything that suggests that during Kyle Shanahan's tenure, if there's no Brandon, that means the Niners are just turnkey, now they're not good. That's not the case.
Did you guys see the Niners are working out veteran wide receiver Robbie Chosen Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm super down on that, by the way.
There you go.
By the way, I think that's for Brandon. That's just hey, Brandon, you want to walk around on the field? Guess what? Someone else is walking around on the field.
Okay.
Your replacement.
Yeah, I'm sure he's real threatened by that.
He should be.
I mean,
he's got so much more on the line than the Niners do.
He's got a lot on the line, but at the same time, he's not. It seems like he's not going to cave in and just return to practice because the Niners aren't going to trade him.
Maybe not.
He's pretty dug in on it, and the 49ers are surprised. I think you and I are also surprised because we were talking about the old Steve Wilkes soundbite of, I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this. And we didn't think that Brandon was sort of built for this, and he seems to be more built for it than we thought.
Well,
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
That depends on how you translate it. I mean, you could say he's built for this because he's got a little bit more stick-to-itiveness than we thought. But, boy, there's a fine line between stick-to-itiveness and misplaying the situation.
Well, he's got the 49ers out there running around talking trade with other teams when they... I'm sure the 49ers don't want to be doing this.
According to sources.
Right.
And, by the way, speaking of him...
Do you doubt any of these sources?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. With all of my being, I doubt everything that I'm seeing on social media.
So various like Matt Maiocco's and Mike Silver's. Those are sources. Those are guys reporting that, you know, they're talking to teams about trades.
And you've never seen any of them say that a deal is in place and this is about to happen.
I'm not saying about a deal in place. I'm just saying the fact that they're talking to teams about trades.
I think everybody talks to everybody all the time in the NFL.
Probably not in August.
The idea that the Niners are about to blink. Well, let's go to our guy. He's according to Adam Schefter.
We got some fresh Schefter, right?
Fresh Schefter.
Okay.
Schefter, just an hour ago.
There are teams out there that are willing to compensate the 49ers to their satisfaction, but that's not where Brandon Ayuk would like to go. And there are teams that are willing to make Brandon Ayuk happy, but it's not what the 49ers are getting back in return that would make them happy. So I think when you step back and assess the situation, a lot of people around the league believe that the 49ers are not going to be in any rush here to make a move, despite the fact that everybody's waiting for a breathless update, waiting to see when and if Brandon Ayuk will be traded. He might be, and it might be soon, but they are not rushing into anything right now. They're going to take their time, be deliberate, and see what's out there before they make any move at all, because they do know that they would be moving on from a very good wide receiver.
No rush.
Yeah, no rush.
And I don't think they're going to blink. You're going to have to compensate the 49ers. Again, I already said it yesterday, and I agree. I think trading Brandon's a mistake. I think the fact that this is happening in August is already a miscalculation. But if you're going to do it, I certainly don't think they're going to do it for a bad deal. They can't be that desperate to get Brandon Ayuk out of the building. That makes no sense.
Right. There's desperate and then there's motivated. So you can pick whatever term you want. It's clear that this situation has become annoying at the very least, which is why it's a headline story across all platforms all day. And it's because there's motivation, at least some motivation on both sides. Brandon clearly wants to get paid by the team that he wants to go to. And the 49ers are probably a little exasperated at the fact that even if they did have a deal in place with New England, reportedly, according to sources, and he said, no, I don't want to go there, that would just piss you off even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would not make you want to keep Brandon Ayuk even more.
Completely, I agree with you. That's why I would be like, I'm out. I'm out. What do you mean you're not going? I'm out. That's all I would say to Brandon's agent today. Coach Duran in Union City next up on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Coach, what are you doing?
Hey, Willard and Dibs, the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop, radio guys. What's up, fellas?
Come on, man.
Coach,
what do you got?
What's up?
All right, well, hey, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, hey, you have to stay. You guys just went to the Super Bowl. Play your chess pieces right on the board. Stay. Try to get a new deal done. Come back, and it should be interesting for the upcoming season. If he goes to the Washington team or Patriots, no way. Those teams are struggling. So stay with your team. The team should be back in Super Bowl competition for next season, and it'll be a positive year for him.
Coach, I in a perfect world, I agree with you, and thank you for calling. But that's the area where I won't get on Brandon at all. If your goal as a football player is as much money as possible, I totally get it. I totally get it. If you don't want to compete, like if you're like, I know the Niners will compete for a Super Bowl and the Patriots won't. I get it. All right, what matters to you more? If your answer is the money, you won't hear any criticism from me. But you don't get to have it both ways. You can't say, hey, Niners, you got to give me the money. And then the Niners are like, we can't, but we found someone who will. And they're like, well, no, I don't want to go there. They suck.
Well, maybe you can get it both ways.
You can try, but again, my answer would be no.
Right, but that's not necessarily what the answer is going to be. And you keep saying that you can't have it both ways. Well, he obviously thinks that he can have it both ways, which is why he, according to sources, reportedly turned down a upwards of $28, $29, $30 million deal.
He can turn it down, but he can't force a trade unless the Niners do it for him. He can't force their hand.
I know, but he can force them to make moves, and he clearly has done that because they're out there trying to do things that they probably don't want to do, and they're doing that because of him.
They're listening. That's all they're doing. There's no proof that he's gone. He's not gone. If it was that, he'd be gone.
There's no proof that he was offered $30 million from New England.
Well, I mean...
If we want to talk about proof, there's no proof.
I mean, I think there is. Those are pretty firm... high-level reports, like the idea of it. There's concepts.
Well, we can pick and choose what.
Well, no,
you know,
some of it's math.
Some of
it's math. Some of it's concepts. If somebody says, "Well, it seems like there could be a deal," that's very different than Josina Anderson being like, "New England offered X." I believe her. She's a great reporter. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. More calls next. Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.